Is it amazing? Thanks so much for joining. I'm sorry for
That's good.
the annoying noise. But I think everybody's awake now. All right. The agenda for today. We have some general topics that I wanted to discuss. Maybe first updates.
Sorry, that's good. That's good. That's good.
So we heard back from the CEO who already gave us some feedback on the amendment, and Ines and Anita, we worked on the document so that we will send in a new version of the amendment forms later today, and then hopefully, yeah, it's a bit tricky to. Yeah, to say when we'll hear back from them, but hopefully, even more not quite sure. I will ask and see whether it's possible to get an idea on when get a final notice. But so a big thank you to Anita and Ines for working on this. So yeah, that will be hopefully approved the next couple of weeks.
The audio quality is not.
Can everybody hear me? Knock, knock.
Is it better like this? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then I received most quarterly reports. But I'm still waiting for the quarterly reports for Redbird Packets 5 and something with packets 7. And then Work Packets 3, Thomas, nice to see you. I'm still waiting for the entire period of report. So could you give me an update on when we can expect?
I'm sorry for not being able to keep up on that, but we'll deliver by the end of next week.
Okay, that would be nice. Thanks. All right. And then Elisa, I was just sent you an email about deliverable 6.11. Would that be a good solution?
Yeah, so we will upload a short version, like a shorter document before the end of the year. You send me how to do it, Silke, on the platform so I can do it as well if it would be after next week. But I want to send it to you next week as
Okay.
well.
So my last working day is Monday.
Okay, then I will do it myself.
The sound now okay? I'm still seeing messages from people.
Yeah, it's still a bit choppy, but it's doable for me. I'm not sure for the others.
Yeah, Silke? Yeah, sorry. I do have a question about the deliverable. We saw somewhere that it mentions internal deliverable. So what does that exactly mean for us for the report?
You mean the internal deadline?
Yeah.
Yeah, so each deliverable has an internal deadline, and that's also the deadline that I communicate to everyone via email. That just gives us a bit of time to check whether, yeah, everything is in place, whether we need to adjust some things. So it's a period of probably 2 weeks. That I'm keeping my agenda to check whether everything is fine and whether we need to revise something. So the official deadline is always later, but it's good for us to have a bit of time to look at it as well.
But I'm correct that the official deadline for us is the 31st of December, right?
Yes, and it is
Oh, Ines, I don't hear you. Now I hear you again.
But it's important for us that it's definitely there because also the delay in some of the previous responses sort of annoyed our officer, and we just need a bit of goodwill to get this no-cost extension. So it's not going to help if then the deliverable that is due at the moment when they have to give us a no-cost extension, when that actually is delayed. So it's just important, and it doesn't have to be the full paper. It's just as like a shorter report where you describe what you're doing. That should be fine. And even if they read it and then do not approve it and want more information, that doesn't matter. We have a deliverable there, and then we can have a conversation. That's much better than not having anything.
But I will make sure that there is something by the 31st.
And then also following those specific layouts things because they're quite peculiar about that as well. All right, very good.
Yes, and then the final thing I wanted to discuss was to plan general assembly meeting for next year. The idea is to plan it in June in Leuven. We wanted to propose the 18th, 19th, and 20th of June. And I wanted to check with everyone that's present now to see whether that's okay before we send out the official invitation. So that means starting Wednesday evening with a dinner, then on Thursday, a full day of meetings, and Friday morning, so that everybody can continue their travels by Friday afternoon. Okay. Thomas?
I can mention that it overlaps with a holiday in Germany, which, however, must not or need not be a problem. Just to mention, it could be that some of the German participants are maybe planning to be on vacation with their kids, because at least in some of the German states, it's a school holiday.
That full week.
Basically, let me check. It's basically in Bavaria, so I can just speak for that state. It's the week before and the full week there, and also there's like a public holiday on the 19th, called Fronleichnam. But I'm not sure if that's an issue. I just wanted to mention it. I also don't have specific plans yet myself, but that could also affect other partners.
My German geography is not that great. I assume that doesn't hold for Mannheim, Heidelberg.
I think we have a holiday on the Thursday, right? A general holiday, and so usually everything is closed on Friday, including childcare centers and stuff like that. So
In
it
that
would be
week
a
as well.
double. Excuse me.
In that week as well.
It's a yeah, that's a general holiday for all of Germany, I think, the Thursday.
Okay, then we shouldn't do it. We already spent too much of our holidays working, so let's not do that structurally. What about the week before? 11, 12, 13?
So the week before is also, at least in Bavaria and in Baden-Württemberg, I also looked it up, still a school holiday, even though there isn't like a nationwide public holiday in that week. Actually, there is on Monday, that wouldn't affect other days of the week.
Yeah, the problem is if we have to, it's a bit tricky for us to do it sooner because we organize the SAA 2 weeks before. So we also need to, yeah, give the team a bit of breathing space. But that then doesn't affect the people in Heidelberg or Mannheim, right?
It does. We also have that 2 week holiday here.
That the whole period is for the whole of the country.
No, only the southern states.
but you're considered southern. Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Yes. Well, it's just Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg. Maybe I don't know all of it, but it's 2 weeks, and many people are away then, and nurseries are closed and so on, schools.
And Ines, when does your holiday season for summer start? Is it starting in June as well or July?
Sorry?
July.
Okay.
What about the week starting 23rd of June?
We could do that, but maybe then the Tuesday and Wednesday, would that be possible? So start Monday evening and then Tuesday and Wednesday?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Especially okay. Whether it's half term in Scotland or so. I don't know.
But it's important. It's good that you mentioned that because, of course, as I say, we work hard enough as it is. Let's not definitely not take the public holidays for granted. Okay. We found a date then.
Great. Yeah, more information will follow in the beginning of next year.
Yeah, we sort of decided first to put it at the end. So if we would get the 9 month extension, that would be in the fall of 2025. But our officer didn't agree with that. He said we couldn't postpone it. March is for us physically impossible. Silke will be away. I will be away. It's not really meaningful to then come together at a point where we're mainly running analyses and trying to. So I think for the compromise is now then June, so that hopefully also some students still are able to come. And it actually would, in terms of timing, be quite nice because Uli and Matthias and I made a plan for like the three main outcome papers, and they should be ready. Kind of ready by that time, so it gives us a good deadline to work towards. And it would be nice to discuss the first results there together. I think actually that would be a really nice use of that time, that we can really go into the main findings and what they mean. And so in terms of timing, actually I think June would work quite well. Okay, though. That brings us to the work packages. Work package 2, Simon.
Yes, nothing important to communicate.
Okay. Work package 3.
Yeah, I discussed with Gyeonyeon, Kim, what the current status on her side is, and she finalized the quality management package for the data. So with the data validation plan available as an Excel and a text description, also scripts for carrying out the tests on the data. She's planning 3 data provisions for December, and has also finalized integrating the MaganaMed, MoviSense, XS, and DMMH data into the research database, and is currently working on the ID management and linkage of the data in the database. Yeah, which is the current state from our side.
Okay. We're going to have the pre-registration of Raphael submitted
at the end of this week, if we don't need to check.
Okay, so at the end of the week, yeah. By Friday this week. So that would so we would then, so is the workflow clear for that? How the data then would get to him?
Yeah, I think so. Personally, I would have to look at the content. It's something that Yunyun has done, but I would assume that everything would be clear from her side.
Okay.
Yeah, also, it's still on my to-do list is setting up RedCap access for another user. So Anita sent me information about that yesterday. I still have to forward that and then co-sign basically the document, but that's something that I will be able to do today. And also I need still to sign off on one of the documents and return that to Anita. So that's also still on my personal to-do list.
Okay, Anita?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Thomas. I also wanted to follow this up. So in Rafa's data request, he wants to have the therapy designer data. So is there now a new release from Simon, so from Word Package 2, of the current version of the therapy designer, so with the recent data? So because he also wanted to include the 6 months post-baseline data.
Yeah, actually, that's something that I would have to ask Yunyun, but maybe Simon can give us an update on when we received the last update from his side.
Yeah, the last update was in May or June this year, so there would be another update needed and then forward to Yunyun.
Yeah, that would be great then.
Is that something that you could do on a short notice?
I will try to fit it in on Monday next week.
Okay. Yeah, it would be very helpful if we could get data somewhere next week before Christmas, so that.
But I also think if it's not possible to get that extra therapy designer release, then the 2 months is acceptable for the paper.
Yeah, but it's also going to be extra patients, huh? So it's not just a 6 months.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the data from May this year is then still quite old, right? So we included the last patient in June, so not even his baseline and T1 appointment would be in the data set.
But it would be helpful, let's just say on Monday there will be a release, and then the normal data stream, as we agreed on, would then go into action once the pre-registration is uploaded. So then somewhere next week, Raphael should be able to receive the data.
Yeah, of course, we have to look at whether the import runs on the new export that we get from Simon. So that's something that we'll just have to check. So we would assume that everything is the same and it should run as is. But of course, it can also always happen that there are some changes that we have to accommodate.
But then, Thomas, it would be helpful to sort of put that on top of the list, because I don't really need to get going with this data.
Yeah, of course.
Uli?
Yes, I wonder about definition of sample, really, because... So in a way, so I know that there are sort of quality checks and so on, but I really wonder, I wonder whether, for example, it has been really double checked. I mean, that the sample that is then delivered to Raphael is the actual sample where, for example, baseline assessment is complete, where where we've got definite inclusions. So, and I know from previous studies that's always a critical aspect, and it's something where I think it would be helpful to rather double or triple check. And also then a procedural question in terms of we will know hopefully by April, early April, then also the treatment allocation in sub teams. But just to make sure that we're working with the same sample in the end. So I'm slightly worried about this, that there might be a wrinkle. And then the question would be, what is the plan for Raphael to complete this analysis? Would there be any potential option to double, sort of recheck in April the sample and rerun analyses, just to get it straight, basically. Yeah, I mean, of course, all this should be clear, right? So who has been, so is who is part in which unit and so on and so forth. It's just something to be really careful about, and that we are just sure we are working with a decent sample, and that is then equally characterized in Raphael's paper as in the main papers. So the experimental condition in the main papers should be equivalent to the sample Raphael is now working with.
Yeah. So there's a few things to that. I fully agree that should be clear. And I also have that experience in previous studies where that, yeah, you end up with different versions and then it becomes quite confusing. So either you have to name the databases so that you just say, this is a paper on Immerse database version one. Versus that may be the, but ultimately you want them to be fully aligned. But what's so important for us is that Raphael has 3 months left to finish his PhD. This paper needs to be in that. It doesn't have to be the final version. So if we think, okay, there's a few changes, like the numbers don't match 100%, and there's like five extra people that need to go in or something like that. We could still, that could still be changed afterwards. But what is crucial is that he gets the data so that he can start running the analyses, writing up the, that he can also sort of work with the data, check, do the quality checks that he still needed to do. And I think that is really what we need right now. So my preference would be to have a release in the next week so that it can get started, and that we then also, as part of what we are gonna do fully in the spring, tie that up, or at least that's not our job. I think that's then something for you, Thomas, to make sure that the final database is there and that we have the final numbers. And but I wouldn't want to waste time on that now, because that's not going to be helpful in getting the paper out. And he really needs it for his PhD. It's just the final paper of his PhD, and he only will have three papers. So this paper is quite crucial.
Yeah, so what we can of course do is like freeze away the research database and source data that went into it in the state that we have early like next week. So that would be something that we could then later return to. And obviously what we would anyway do is to keep the linkage between the pseudonymized data that gets passed out so we can basically replicate the same query on a later data set using the same pseudonyms and also linking back to the same patients. So that would not be an issue. So I wonder, of course, what kind of additional quality checks would be needed regarding consistency of the data set to have an additional person look at it regarding, for instance, this completion of certain visits, etc. If that is something that we could control from our knowledge of the study, or whether it would make sense to have another person on board to do like a four eyes kind of review before we pass the data out.
Anita, do you have any idea on that?
So I think a four eyes check is always a good idea. Yeah. So in principle, in REDCap, we have the information which participant is in which condition. Yeah. So, and of course, this is also one of the validation steps. Raphael is interested in the DMMH data, and only the individuals in the experimental condition are in this data set, right? So I think for his data extract and or release, it's rather easy, because if someone dropped out before baseline, before completing the assessments, then he was not included and he has never had access to the DMMH, right? However, because this is a study run in several sites and countries, there's a lot of, different study IDs and typos in all kind of data sets we are working with. Yeah. And always I have checked in a database, there is a new site that thought of a new study ID and introduced a bigger mess to the data. Yeah. So definitely it would be good to double check twice at least. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be great if we could maybe contact you next week regarding that. So I'm not sure if you would still be there or already on Christmas vacation.
I'm still there.
Yeah,
but I
fantastic.
I heard that Wen Yan is now in Korea, so.
Yeah, but that is just a change in time zone. So she would still be available to carry this out.
All right. Excellent. Uli?
Yeah, just to, I mean, it's part of that data regress form, but just to ensure and just mention it here again, that the data should really be just within the team in Leuven, right? And also, it would be important, I think, to have, well, I think it won't come out like before we've touched the data. So it's probably not that much of a problem, but just to think of the embargo of that is really contained within that Leuven context until we've completed data collection.
It's good that you mentioned that, Uli, because then we really have to mention to Raphael that the PhD will also be embargoed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a question of timing, right? I mean, but just to keep an eye on it. So if it's...
No, it's definitely not going to be sent out, but it will be in his PhD.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the option, and the PhD is made publicly available, but we also have an option to put that under embargo. So mm-hmm. we just make sure that we put the PhD under embargo as well, as long as the main papers have not come out.
Okay, thanks. And just, yeah, I'm a bit, I mean, it's a very critical moment when we hit the data, and I would plan for more cleaning and pre-processing to be done. And yes. And so the example Anita now mentioned with the several study IDs, I think Edinburgh had a new like ID introduced and so on. And I think this is really something where we need to make sure that, yeah, that we work with the appropriate or correct data, I guess. Yeah. And then also, I think I wouldn't underestimate the pre-processing that needs to be done on the DMMH data. It's the first time that someone looks at this. So from that like analytic perspective, and I do wonder whether we also need a kind of team or someone to look at this, you know, with, I mean, of course you will with Raphael, but we can't. But it's so I wonder whether there are really quite some wrinkles that may be involved in how to handle that then without giving too much away about the data. Maybe it could be principled questions that can be put to the data management team and Anita. Simon, but just to maybe we can pre-discuss a bit of what might happen now, you know, when once Raphael hits the data.
Yeah, would it be good to plan like maybe sort of data meeting in the first week of January? Because then the data will be released. There will be like first, just to sort of discuss like, okay, how is it, what how is it going, what needs to be done, what are the problems we're running into, how are they going to be solved, that we sort of already prepare for that, or is that not needed?
I think it would be helpful to have a kind of I know clinic from the data management. I'm not sure how much time there is, you know, for that, but it, I guess, or at least to plan in once per month or so, a meeting where some issues can be addressed. I don't know. And it's just then also important to be mindful who is in that meeting and what is communicated to the person. So as much as, so it's, it needs to be principled questions about variables and so on, and not about individual participants, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, so I think who should be in that meeting. Well, there's different ways of approaching this. We can also say this is really a data. So, for example, that then Raphael joins because he's handling the data and has questions, but then no other students who work, like, you know, if we want to, so that it's a really data handling people sitting together to discuss. Yeah, just looking at Anita and Thomas, would that make sense to you guys to do that?
I think it would certainly make sense to have like a regular meeting where we look at how the actual provision of data has worked, look at issues that have come up, whether there's any changes to the process that we need to make. So yeah, definitely. And maybe also have data users on board as well in that meeting to get that feedback as well.
Okay, so can someone then who will do that take the initiative to set up like such a meeting in the first or second week of January?
Yeah, so actually on the first and second week of January, I'll be on vacation, but I will be there starting from the 14th of January. So technically that would still be like the second week. So we could set up a meeting starting in that week. So I wonder, would it make sense, Anita, to have at least find a suitable meeting in the chat that both of us would have time? And I would assume that Kyun-Yun would be available, and that we would then just have to discuss which additional people to have on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then I think at least in this that first run, Joanne and Raphael will be there as well.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Very exciting. Okay. That's and Thomas, for you, because I think in the coming months it would be super helpful if you, if either you or Kim-Yong would be in this.
Yep. Yeah, I'll forward her the meeting dates because it sometimes can happen that I have an overlap. Actually, today I also have an overlap with another meeting, so I will have to leave a bit earlier. So we can have a redundancy in that sense to also have Gwynion on the call permanently as well.
That would be very helpful. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, though. Work package 4.
From my side, also nothing much to report.
Okay. Matthias is on the train. He said that he would send me that there is a meeting planned on the qualitative analysis before Christmas. Is that Christmas? Ah, next Monday, yes.
Thanks to Steffi, yes.
So that's nice. Then we will also have a more plan and update. Yeah, on that. Do you have anything to add for this one?
The only point was about, I think Lotta submitted the draft abstract quite a few months ago. I don't think it's being reviewed or approved or rejected yet. So we just wanted an update on that because we do have the registration ready to go.
Jeroen, do you know?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sitting in a quite a noisy environment and it's hard to
Yes, so for deliverable 5.2, we submitted the drops abstract a while ago. So we were wondering if there was...
Yes, so indeed. So for that deliverable, I was going to discuss that today as well with the papers. So to see if that can be approved or not.
Okay, so we'll do that in a minute. Work package 6.
Yes, first, I think we have, so we have had all the conversations with everyone on the consortium issues with EU regulations. We will draft our preliminary report for the 31st of December. And actually, we hope to, we were actually thinking of turning that into a smaller publication. So that maybe in January, I will get in touch again with you all to see if you want to contribute to that. If we can, like, we actually think that it's more interesting to publish like a short the white paper to get it published in a journal somewhere as a short opinion piece or something, rather than have like a big report that sort of is just publicly available. The conversations were really interesting, and so we actually also hope to have a bit a more profound, or like to publish a more profound paper on the regulatory issues in Horizon 2020 projects. But that's very much in the making. So I will, I hope to discuss that next meeting.
All right, very good. Maybe also relevant for Word Package 6 is that our officer didn't agree with postponing the deliverable 6.12, which is the ethical monitoring, because we pushed it to the end and then we month 57, but he didn't agree with that. So he wants us to keep that at month 48 and suggested to maybe do an extra monitoring, ethical monitoring at the end. So, yeah, given that he was a bit annoyed with us, we just then thought, let's just go with that suggestion and keep the deliverable. And in a way, I think it makes sense because then we have one at the end of data collection. And then, of course, the next phase is more on, yeah, what we do with the data and how we. So, yeah.
I will communicate that to Luca.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's mainly Luca who is responsible for the ethical monitoring. Yeah.
Anita?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, that's interesting. So, because as we're here within a medical device study, so we have to deliver a report 12 months after end of data collection to all ethical boards and also to the competent authorities. And this would be, I thought, the topic of the last ethical deliverable of Work Package 6. However, if we have to deliver earlier, then definitely we also have to write this final report earlier, right?
It's I think for now, like, my strategy is we just go with what he asks and then we can still postpone the deliverable once we have the approval of the and then we can still see how we deal with it. Okay. Work Package 7.
Yeah, there's also not much to report from our end, other than that data collection continues to be carried out and the dropout rate seems to be better than anticipated for T1, but we've mentioned this before. And I would look at Anita if there's anything else to mention from our end. So we I guess need to make then in the new year from January to March just this, have this final push to really get all data in. I guess that's something where we need to generate also some motivation again in the clinical sites. So we have a similarly great dropout rate or low dropout rate at T2 and T3. And then it will be really interesting to see how the data actually looks like, so what quality it has and so on. And that's, of course, then together with Thomas' team. So I think that will be the topics for the next months. And again, I'm humble with regard to this point in the study. So I, I just hope that whatever we encounter, we can address and so on. So, yes. But maybe everything falls just into place. It would, of course, also be nice.
Yeah.
And I still wonder whether there's anything we can still prepare for that. I mean, I know that we've had these data meetings with Kenyong and workshops and so on, and variables that need to be created. And there are also mechanisms in place to ensure data checking and cleaning and so on. Still, I wonder whether we've thought of everything to just prepare this final step.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay, yes.
Find out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but that's it from our end.
But really good to hear that, yeah, we're going to have a very, very nice data set in the end to work with. Yeah, very impressive.
Yes. We find out when we see it. But yeah, it's technically, in terms of participants and retention. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Very good. Yeah, I just saw the message of Anita about the final ethical report. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because this was one task that yeah should have been done by the monitoring company, but now yeah
we don't have one anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, and also we were not that confident in them writing this report. You may remember. And yeah, but of course this is a task upcoming next year, and the question is who is going to do this. Maybe those who are anyways analyzing the data then in the end. But yeah, it's a second report and it may have a different structure compared to the papers. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think because this is this, so it's the final ethical report or it's the final report on the all the data and the
it's yeah. Ethics, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a final report on the data and outcomes. Yeah. However, this report has to be sent to all ethic boards, yeah, and all competent authorities.
So maybe then, Uli and I are going to be working on the papers, but I think we should then team up with Luca.
I think it would be helpful to find out from Stephanie, ask for a template, I think we need to. Yeah, get a template that has been previously approved, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then once we know that, it should be fairly straightforward to fill that, given the activities that we are planning on writing the papers and so on. So I guess it's a recruitment report that will be very close to our flow diagram. And then, yeah, so I think it's not a problem to write it, actually. It's more like that we know what is required. But maybe our ethics committee can send us a template anyways. Or we can find out from a previous medical device study what has been used. And yeah, but it's good. I think I'm rather concerned that I might not know that I have to write this report. So it's important to keep it in the agenda. And so also what the deadline for it is. You're saying it's one year after.
Yeah, 12 months after end of data collection. Yeah,
we could write it alongside the papers and then, yeah. So if you keep it in your agenda as well, Anita, so we are reminded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe with the deliverable. I think there will be overlap with the deliverable as well. With it
not anymore now, because the deliverable is now due in month 36. However, this is about the time when we close data collection.
Ah. So our deliverable, the final report is due in March.
No.
No, so, that's the end of study.
The officer didn't agree to postpone also the deliverable 6-point whatever, ethics.
Yeah.
However, our final report to the ethics boards is 12 months after final data collection. Yeah. And this is also about the time when we have still our deliverable in Web Package 7 on posting results.
So that's what I meant, our deliverable on D7, 4, 5, and 6.
But that is just, that's M57. So that's end of that if we get a no-cost extension.
Yeah. And I do think that given we need to report on recruitment and so on, there will be overlap between the D7, 4, 5, 6, and the report to the ethics committee. We don't know. We will find out what the template is for the ethics.
Yeah. Okay. Then Web Package 8.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so I think there's 2 points on the agenda. I saw something about a World Health Organization opinion piece. I was not the one who added that, so maybe can we elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think that is still with Matthias. Anita, have you heard anything about that? Or Anita?
No, I was happy to see it on the agenda because it was also a question.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's with Matthias.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'll reach out to Matthias. It has been there for quite some time. So yeah, we either need to have this go through or find an alternative strategy for it, because it's now, yeah, I think we've written it about a year ago. So yeah. Okay, I'll reach out to Matthias and to ask.
Second point in the agenda was then the deliverable 5.2. So that was supposed to be discussed last time, but I think we ended the meeting too soon. That's why we are discussing it today. I did see some people have been able to read it. So it was submitted by Lotte concerning deliverable 5.2, where they will use a qualitative content analysis to identify user experiences from perspectives of the clinicians and service users. And they will also use the guidebook for this. So I read through the drops application, and for me, the deliverable looks all right to be accepted as is. But I wanted to ask the question here if there's anyone that was supposed to that for things there should be additional changes made to it before it can be accepted.
Yeah, okay, Sirun, how is this following our? Because normally this should have been, are there handling editors?
So for the deliverables, I always put that the DGP is responsible, so the entirety of the consortium, because it overgoes the paper perspective.
So where do you see the abstract?
I can. So maybe we can look at it together. I can also share my screen if that helps. And I think Joanne, you were also involved in the write up of the test delivery. So you can also answer one detailed question.
Yeah, it's the first comment just about what does that mean? Describing clinicians as service users?
Mm-hmm. So, Michelle, I think that comment came from you. Maybe you can elaborate.
Did you have a question for me?
Yes, so we were discussing deliverable 5.2. And so in deliverable 5.2, you in the review of it, you have made a comment. So in the beginning of the application, you mentioned so far conditions were included in a group of users. And the question was, what do you mean with this comment?
Oh, that's some time ago. I have to reread it. That's it's a comment regarding terminology, I would say. So, there are service users, patients, so to say, and there are users of the intervention, which are patients and clinicians. Maybe I misread this then.
I think we were just keeping the same terminology as through how a nurse was described. But yeah, we mean patients and clinicians.
Okay, I think I misread this. I misunderstood this.
Okay. And then there was a comment about using various contexts to explore robustness of the findings. I think that's a valid comment, and we can discuss that and potentially update it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say be careful with suggesting that you can compare countries on the basis of a study in which you have one center per country, but the strength is much more, from my perspective, in the possibility to test the robustness of correlations or effects across different contexts, so countries and centers.
Yeah, thanks. I'll just write that down. So we will, oh, I just resolved the comment, but we will address that and revise that.
Okay, any other comments on this? Or can we approve the abstract?
I think if there's then no further comments, I think we can approve it. Then we can move this through.
Okay, very good. They also already prepared the pre-registration, so actually they then can also move on.
We will just make that revision and then submit the registration.
Okay, great. And then I would also maybe like to ask Uli and Anita again if they were able to discuss writing a blog post or not. So maybe you can ask maybe Julia or Jessica to write on, because like we usually ask the PhD students for this, but they kind of so it would help if you maybe address them.
Yeah, sorry you ruined it. This really, okay. But Anita, can you ask Julia?
Yeah, I will do so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks. Maybe just CC Jeroen in so he knows that. Yeah.
Okay, and if you have any events upcoming or things like that, please also let me know so that I can tweet about it or things like that.
Jeroen should be moved to Blue Sky.
So I haven't moved to Blue Sky yet. I need to really look into that further. I'm still in favor of Twitter, but. Yeah, I can also look into using Blue Sky, but I'm not sure about it yet.
Yeah, I think especially academically, a lot of people have moved from Twitter to Blue Sky, so something they may want to consider.
Yeah, we'll put it on my to-do list.
And some people are moving to LinkedIn. So in Germany, people have moved to LinkedIn, and I've seen now a few UK colleagues as well, but. It's really diverse. We should have agreed in the community where we moved to.
Yeah,
I've tried looking into LinkedIn, but there I feel like the response is very low. I feel like LinkedIn is a very good platform for self-advertising, but I feel like the project-wise, it's not really successful. But I can continue into looking into it.
It's growing in Germany. It's quite heavily used, and even colleagues who were not on X or Twitter now join there. But it's more detailed, so it's not like the usual 5 sentences, but more detailed, of course. But again, it may be a German thing.
Okay. All right, but I'll also put it on my to do list. Anita, you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering that with the SAA upcoming, did you all think of submitting an immersed symposium or something like this? So we could also use conferences now in the upcoming year, also the SPR, but however, the deadline for symposia is on the Sunday this week. Yeah, not sure whether we can make this, but SPR would be in Krakow, which is close to Slovakia. Yeah. But just as an idea.
But yeah, the SAA definitely, right? Well,
so far we don't have a lot of DMMH or ESM data out in Immerse, only qualitative work. I'm not sure whether this fits so good to SAA.
Yeah.
But I think the topic is relevant, right? Because it's about ESM, so... I think it would fit SAA, you know?
Yeah, maybe we can have a think about that and see. Yeah. Because in terms of data papers, we don't have that, though. But of course, we have the setup, we have the
And we have maybe three qualitative data, right? So Adam has a data or a paper on qualitative phase one data with service users. And Lena and Julia just recently circulated her paper draft, so about clinicians. So this is also probably maybe interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Because of course, the question is about how they would use ESM or EMA-like interventions. So it is relevant, right? It does not necessarily have to be. Yeah, that would be really cool. Let's set it up. Yeah, and we can maybe see, we can maybe fit Lotte in as well.
Yes, we should have the deliverable.
Yeah, or the impact data, because then, but that would fit in that story.
Yeah, that should be done by then.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, good idea, Lisa. Good idea. So that would be Adam, Julia, and then Lena and Lotto, or Lena or Lotto, and then yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
I can send an email to those, and then we can maybe. I mean, it's possible. The deadline is here on end of January, right? So,
yeah. Good idea. Good idea. Yeah.
Sorry, a question for SAA. So we don't really have more data or published papers, I suppose. But is there, are there going to be sessions like panels or more discussing sessions where maybe it's more like the trial and recruitment and issues and lessons learned? And that could be more of a discussion.
Okay. Yeah, workshops are still possible, but then we have to be quick because already a lot of people ask for a workshop. But it, that could be a possibility as well. Yeah. I'm not sure. Steffi, did we fill the workshops already?
No,
not as well. Okay. Yeah, that might be an idea. We don't know yet. We just sent out the sponsor brochures, but I'm assuming that. Oh, Simon, you're here. You can answer. Will you guys come to SAA? Do you know already?
I'm not sure. I will ask a marketing team.
Yeah, yeah. But usually they are, right?
Yeah, exactly. I remember them from last time. And yeah, I was just wondering because they also make, of course, an advertisement for the therapy designer. Yeah. And yeah, our immersed workshop would be something similar. So,
yeah, well, there is, if we do a workshop, we have to see because you can have like a commercial workshop where you present your products. And then obviously the company has to pay for that, or you can do an academic workshop, where which we could do as well, more presenting, everything we're like, yeah, where we basically almost could present the research agenda, and sort of go through, okay, what are the steps, the difficulties, the what do you have to take into account, implementing digital technology. And then the fact that we use a MobiSense is then, yeah, just part of how we did it, but it's not that we are selling therapy design. So that's a different approach. Okay. All right. I think, yes, thank you, Thomas, for being here. I think that brings us to the end of the meeting. Any other business we need to discuss? Anyone?
You mentioned something about the use cases with the WhatsApp. Jeroen, I know that you are sort of leading this. I think we've got a really good opportunity to discuss, like, if and when you create a video, is it going to be
like a template that the other sites could potentially use and translate or adapt to their own context.
Yeah, so maybe I can give some context here as well. So we are indeed working on use cases to give examples to clinicians in the end of how they can use ESM. So we have drafted the first version of the use case, and we have sent it now to Julie, who is a clinical psychologist from our lab, who is now reviewing it. And after she's finished with the review, we will rework it. And then the idea is to make like a video to also accompany it, so that if you would go to clinicians, that they can just watch a video as opposed to having to read like a block of text explaining a clinical case. And I think the idea is then to indeed also extrapolate this to the other sites. But how this takes shape is also still a bit of a question, because it takes a lot of time to make a video, obviously, and maybe we can also imply like AI kind of speech or something to make that more feasible or quicker. So, but that's the idea is indeed to also have it available in the different languages. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. Okay, though. I think that brings us to the next to the end. If no one has any other business, then we can close the meeting.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe just a reminder for everyone to from now on email Steffi, because I will be on maternity leave.
From Monday on. All right. Very good. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you have some time to relax, recharge batteries, and see you all again in January. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.